New England fishing regulators meet today to discuss protections for cod in the Gulf of Maine. They've recommended emergency action to try to protect cod, whose populations have been decimated, scientists say, to the edge of extinction. It's just one sign of the changing fishing industry in New England, changes that are particularly evident along America's oldest working waterfront in Gloucester. Now, Gloucester fishing workers are the subject of an unusual project that documents their faces, families, and stories. Several spoke with WBUR's Andrea Shea.
When I went to school, you saw the boats, but you never saw the guys inside of them. I mean, they were just going by you, and you never could see the people.
29-year-old Vito Gigoloni grew up in Gloucester watching his father and grandfather fish for a living. Now he and his two brothers own Fisherman's Wharf, a seafood dealership on the waterfront. Last year, the three generations posed together for a community portrait project.
Now you can actually see who captains them, who's the crewman on the boat, and I think that's a sense of pride for these guys.
But Gigoloni says these guys and some girls could use a boost.
A lot of the morale is down with the fishermen.
I didn't set out to make pretty portraits.
Instead, Dedham-based photographer Jim Hooper says he wanted to take a series of snapshots.
Of a point in time about an important part of Massachusetts, and I hope that the body of work holds up as like a, this is what the fishing industry in Gloucester looked like in 2013, 14.
Hooper created a similar project in Providence with artists, attorneys, actors, even the state treasurer. But gaining access to the tight-knit, protective fishing community in Gloucester was another story. He reached out to reps at the Council of New England Fisheries and says, at first, reactions were wary.
We have no interest in letting you preside over a funeral. I said, I don't want to preside over any funeral. This is not a negative piece. I want to celebrate these people.
Ultimately, the Northeast Seafood Coalition, a nonprofit advocacy group, embraced the concept, hoping it might raise awareness, even if Hooper had no idea where the photos would end up. They put out casting calls for a shoot on the pier. A simple sailcloth transformed an empty bay into a makeshift studio. 154 people showed up, most straight from work, some still covered in sweat, salt, and grime. In the end, Hooper made 71 large-scale portraits with his digital printer.
I saw mine, and it's pretty cool.
48-year-old Al Catoni owns and operates the Sabrina Maria and took his picture with his dad.
The joy in my father's face, that's all he ever talks about is fishing. He started fishing when he was 9. He calls me every day that I'm fishing. He still wants to know where I am, what I'm doing. It's something that can't be described in words. That's why now we have it in pictures.
In his photo, Sam Novello, 71, sits with his son, who's 31. Their family has fished since 1911.
I don't know what it's going to be in 10 years from now. Gloucester used to have 300 boats. We're down to about 30. I walk the city, and I feel bad. No boats, no fish, no more fishermen.
63-year-old Viking Gustafson sees something else in the pictures. She's a manager at Gloucester Marine Railways, a shoreside business that supports the fishing fleet.
One thing that strikes me when I look at this is that there are actually some young people in these pictures. And I think of ourselves as a dying breed, but there they are.
You can call me one of those angry fishermen because of what's going on right now.
Joseph Orlando was born in Sicily, where his family fished too. At 60, he's now president of Fishing Sector 2, which includes Gloucester. Orlando admits he was reluctant to participate in the photo project because he didn't see the point.
Bought my own boat when I was 22 years old, and now I got 6 grandchildren. And then I thought about it, I said, well, maybe someday they'll see me in those pictures.
Now, people outside the industry are seeing those pictures, too, because they're on view at the Cape Ann Museum. Since 1873, the institution has collected art and artifacts from the region, and photographer Jim Hooper recently donated his Working Waterfront Portrait series. Curator Martha Oak says it will help the museum fulfill its mission to document local industry.
And we also thought, what a wonderful opportunity to invite a new audience into our museum, an audience that doesn't always come into the Cape Ann Museum, and they're now part of it.
Oakes calls the portraits humanizing. 30-year-old co-captain Tommy Testaverde agrees.
I wanted to do it because, you know, people go to the supermarket, they just see a fillet of fish. Hopefully now they can see a face where it comes from and the people will bring it to their plate.
Tommy Testaverde isn't optimistic about the future, but his co-captain and Father Thomas is.
Getting tired, I'm trying to pass it down. I'm hoping in the next 8 or 10 years to have my grandson on the boat, too.
Right now, though, Testaverde's little grandson is only 8 months old. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Portraits of a Working Waterfront is on display at the Cape Ann Museum in Gloucester through February 1st. This music was composed for the exhibit and will be performed at the museum in January. You can see some of the portraits and hear more interviews at WBUR.org.